then complications associated with any kind of the EB is SCC, formation of syndactyly, mucosal erosions which heals with the scarring, ectropion, eclabium, esophageal stricture formation, tracheolaryngostenosis, hoarseness of the voice, urethral stenosis, and hence difficulty urination, corneal scarring, erosions can lead to blindness, nail loss, teeth loss, dental enamel pitting, and secondary skin infections. Then we have revertant mosaicism. I discussed it in the generalized type of junctional EB, in which there is an actual gene therapy, so certain areas of the skin show does not show blistering. It is known as revertant mosaicism. The types of EB showing hemorrhagic blistering are EB simplex augna and localized EB simplex, but among this the most important one is EB simplex augna. I'm also going to show the picture of a case which we saw in Mayo Hospital. Prognosis of the Kindler syndrome is that the patient usually have normal intelligence and normal lifespan. Blistering usually improves with age, but poikiloderma and atrophy are progressive. Morbidity and mortality are mostly related to secondary infections arising from cutaneous bulla and erosions, and also cosmetic disfigurement. The causes of anemia in EB are multifactorial. It includes anemia of chronic disease, chronic blood, iron, and protein loss from the open wounds on the skin and through erosions present within the mucosal surfaces such as the oral cavity, esophagus, and the anal canal. Poor intake and absorption of iron and other nutrients leads to iron deficiency, chronic inflammation from persistently open wounds and non-healing wounds, and skin ulceration lead to repeated skin infections resulting in blunted bone growth, response to the elevated level of erythropoietin. So all of these all together lead to a very resistant type of the anemia. Then DDs of EB pruriginosa include hypertrophic LP, prurigo nodularis, and dermatitis artifacta. What are the features which will suggest that the erosions or ulcers of the EB have led to development of SCC? It is a chronic non-healing erosions. When present, suggest that there might be development of SCC, so we must take a biopsy.